Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Whole bunch of familiar faces are expected on Manhattan's Upper West Side as part of a star-studded effort to keep an art center from losing its longtime home. Our Glenn Shuck is there.
And good morning. Yeah, those names include Matt Dillon, Christian Slater, Mark Ruffalo, and many others. They're all coming together for this rally later today to try to save the center at West Park with eviction looming today. Debbie Hirschman's the center's director. She spoke with 1010 Wind. She says whether they end up leaving or not, their programming, they're going to have it continue somewhere.
We are trying to work out an amicable resolution so that we can attend properly both to programs that are currently scheduled for the space, as well as the proper removal of that which needs to be removed.
So let's give you a little more background here. The space is within the West Park Presbyterian Church here. It's been 135 years on this block, and it's beloved, their art institution inside. But apparently, according to the owner, they don't have an active lease. So the church is actually looking to demolish the building and sell it to a developer. They even say that they're going to be changing the locks here by tomorrow. We'll see. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 86 in Amsterdam.
As the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial enters its sixth week, we should find out today whether one of the jurors gets the boot. That's on word that a few weeks ago he moved to New Jersey to live with his girlfriend to be on a New York panel. Jurors must live in New York State, so we'll see what happens. A suspected drunk driver charged in a chain reaction crash in Sheepshead Bay that left two police officers injured.
All cars are totaled, but everyone's alive. Coney Island Avenue is a 5-mile strip that Pong says people just won't slow down on.
They try to get the speed camera there ready, but people don't care.
Lewis works overnights. He watched it all happen.
Both cars were in their respective lanes. The cop car tried to overcome that car going straight, and he tried to, but I'm guessing he was going so fast. The brakes don't kick in, obviously, 2-3 seconds after to try to slow down, but there was no slowing down in time. They were literally all at the perfect place at the perfect time to all get sandwiched together.
He says the Suburban that crashed into the cop car,
whoever was in that car, Suburban, flew out like a fish jumping into water.
And the driver of that Suburban was arrested. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Coney Island Avenue.
Two back in prison, two still at large. That is the latest in the search for four men who escaped from the ICE detention center at Delaney Hall in Newark. The FBI's Newark office says Johann Sebastian Castaneda Lozada is the latest to be captured, but so far no details on where they found him. The four broke out during an uprising involving about 50 detainees, apparently over the lousy meals they were being served. One of them, Joel Enrique Sandoval Lopez, was found last Friday. There's going to be a post-Father's Day barbecue rally at City Hall today, but it's not just for fun. Allison Liu is with New Yorkers United for Child Care and tells 1010 Winds New York families need more than just the restoration of cuts made by City Hall on pre-K 3K, and child care services.
We are calling on the mayor to support a city council plan for 3,500 non-means tested child care seats for children under two. This would put New York City on a path to becoming the first major city to offer universal child care starting from birth.
This, as data show, child care for two-year-olds costs the average family $23,000 a year. Their rally is set for 10 this morning. On the heels of the No King's Day protests, Mayor Adams calling for a broader statewide mask ban. He tells New York One the current law does not go far enough to deter bad behavior.
It just emboldened them to do bad behavior. And if we ban that from happening and people have to show their faces, they are less likely to commit some of the disorderly actions that we see.
At the same time, the mayor praised the way Saturday's demonstrations were handled by both police and protesters, noting that of the 50,000 who took to the streets, only 14 arrests were made.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.